Hello, and welcome to Alpine Valley. Please listen carefully to this announcement as it details important policies for today's show. If you don't catch everything the first time around, don't worry, we'll be sure to play it again just for you. Those of you who do actually listen will save yourself and your friends a lot of frustration and arguing over who may need to walk back to your car to return a prohibited item or the sadness that happens when you need to throw a beloved item away. For today's show, there are 6 gates open for you to enter the theater. If you attempt to enter at the wrong gate, we may make fun of you at any time. As you approach and before you get to the gates, if you have an electronic ticket, please ensure that the entire ticket and all associated barcodes have been downloaded to avoid any delays. If you are near the gates, connect to the Wi-Fi network named Mobile Ticket to download your tickets. Those with VIP tickets should enter at, you guessed it, the VIP gate, which is located next to gate number 1 in the main expo building. If you have a Fastlane ticket or a T-Mobile Fastpass, please enter at the specially marked lane at gate number 1. If you don't have any of those things, you are good enough, smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you, and you can choose any gate to enter the theater today. Any markings on your ticket, such as GA1, GA2, and GA3, are not assigned gate numbers. Before entering the theater, you and your belongings will be subject to a metal detector and possible pat-down search. This is to ensure you don't have any prohibited items stashed anywhere they shouldn't be, like in that stuffed parrot that you've expertly crafted to hide your bottle of rum, or under that grass skirt that we really don't want to have to navigate to find those cans of Landshark Lager. If you choose to refuse the search, you will not be permitted to enter the theater. If you do not have a bag, blanket, or purse, please use the right lanes at gates 1, 2, and 4. These lanes are express lanes for those without any additional items to search. Once again, use the right lanes at gates 1, 2, and 4 if you do not have bags, blankets, or purses. In addition, you can help us to keep all entry lines as short as possible by following these simple rules as you approach the gates. First, finish your beverages and throw away all bottles and cans well before you get to the search points. You cannot bring them into the theater, and we don't want you to have to chug them during your last minute in line. Second, if you do have backpacks, bags, purses, or blankets, use the left lanes, and before you get to the checkpoint, unzip all compartments, unfold all blankets, and remove your hats. And lastly, at all lanes, empty all pockets of any and all metal items, holding small items such as phones, keys, and money clips in your hand over your head as you approach the search point. Now let's begin with the items you will be permitted to bring into the theater today. These items include extra clothes. Disposable paper or plastic cups, as water refill stations are available throughout the theater. Grass skirts and coconut bras. Small blankets or tarps. Small beach balls or other inflatables. Low-level beach-style lawn chairs that sit no more than 9 inches off the ground. Small backpacks, bags, or purses. Blue blocker sunglasses. Cameras without detachable lenses. Lays, beads, and other neckwear. Shark fin hats. Stuffed parrots, as long as you haven't hidden anything inside of them. And food in clear Ziploc containers. And here is a somewhat thorough but yet not comprehensive list of items that just don't belong inside the theater. So here we go with the things you can't bring in and shouldn't be trying to sneak into the theater today. Any of these items should be returned to your vehicle or thrown away prior to getting in line at the gates. These prohibited items include any and all cans of bottles of any kind, including factory sealed or empty water bottles, any aerosol sprays such as bug spray, Farrah Fawcett hairspray, or WD-40, camping style lawn chairs that will completely fold up on you while you attempt to sit on the hill while also blocking the view of those behind you, obscenely large blankets and tarps, DVDs of The Love Boat starring Gopher and Doc, filled or empty camelbacks, anything that is canned, like pickled beets or your aunt's favorite green beans, umbrellas and strollers, weapons of any kind, including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, brass knuckles, pepper spray, tasers, tridents, javelins, cannons, and Ginsu knives, a miracle of modern technology that never needs sharpening, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, impact wrenches and air tools, any inflatables larger than a toddler, noise-making devices such as whistles, air horns, megaphones, and cowbells, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell, shake weights, ShamWows, and slap chops, banners, flags, or signs larger than a standard sheet of paper, anything with a Chicago sports team logo, as you are in Wisconsin, fireworks of any kind, including sparklers, items made of rich Corinthian leather, and any and all other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management. Remember, as you approach the gates, throw away your beverages, unzip your bags and purses, unfold your blankets, remove all metal objects from your pockets, remove your hats, and be sure you have downloaded any electronic tickets. Those without bags, blankets, or purses, use the right lanes at gates 1, 2, and 4. We encourage you to keep your pants, shorts, and belts on to avoid any embarrassment and uncomfortable glances while in line at the gates. If you aren't prepared when you get to the search point, you will be responsible for delaying every person behind you in line, which will upset them greatly. And a reminder to connect to the Wi-Fi network named Mobile Ticket while at the gates if you still need to download your electronic tickets. There are certain technology items that are not permitted into the theater today, and besides, not using these things will force you to have real conversations with those around you, improve your posture as you won't be looking down all day long, and relieve your ongoing neck pain. Prohibited technology items for today's show include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks which allow others to make fun of you, and any and all other audio or video recording equipment. A simple rule for the day is have fun, be nice, and behave while at Alpine Valley. If you don't remember that and you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, you may be subject to eviction from the theater grounds at our sole discretion, and it may be noted on your permanent record. This includes behavior that's unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, attempting to enter prohibited areas, and any other objectionable conduct. Ensure your physical or electronic ticket are available throughout the day, as we're going to ask to see them as you move throughout the theater. Yes, we know this may be a pain as you carry your yard-long margarita back to your seat, but we do this to ensure that you and only you are sitting in your seat. Those with specialty tickets, such as those in the front row of Section 102, Preferred Lawn, Deck 13, the Expo Party Deck, and those with ADA accessible seats may be issued wristbands as you enter those areas. Once you have been issued a wristband, don't lose it, as you will not get another one. If you should happen not to be able to show a ticket or associated wristband once inside, you will need to find a nice relaxing spot in the lawn, as that will be your new seat for the rest of the show. If you smoke, vape, or chew, you really shouldn't, as it's not healthy for you and in most cases annoys those people around you. Smoking and vaping is not permitted in all reserved seating areas and in all buildings at Alpine Valley. And please stay out of trouble today by not smoking anything that may be legal in other states or countries while you're here. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, overnight parking, camping, vending, and the use of drones and fireworks are all strictly prohibited, with violators being prosecuted. Once you leave the theater today, re-entry is not permitted. Emergency exits are marked throughout the theater and lawn areas. Once you have settled in, please make note of the nearest exits and emergency exits around you, keeping in mind that some exits may be behind you. In the event of severe weather, please listen for public address announcements, watch the video screens, and listen to the instructions of theater staff and local law enforcement. The white zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone. It's hot, it's humid, and you've been here all day. Please hydrate, hydrate, and hydrate some more. Should you need assistance at any time, please see any uniformed staff member. While we know you haven't been listening to this as your tequila and rum-soaked minds drift off into Margaritaville, we are still going to pause for a brief but painless quiz. Question 1. Which of the following items cannot be brought into the theater today? A. My coconut bra. B. The 23 Lays that I got while walking around in the parking lot. C. My gallon water bottle. D. The grass skirt that's just a tad too skimpy. E. All of the above. If you answered C, my gallon water bottle, you are correct, and while technically not prohibited, we will give you credit if you answered D, that skimpy grass skirt as well. Remember that while factory sealed and empty water bottles are not permitted, disposable cups are permitted and can be refilled at water refill stations throughout the theater, and everything inside the theater will be poured into cups for today's show. Question 2. Which color parking lot did you park in today? A. Yellow. B. Red. C. Blue. D. Green. E. Teal. We don't have a crystal ball or psychic on staff, so we don't know the right answer to this, but if you answered E, teal, we will definitely see you later in the parking lots when you cannot find your car, as that color parking lot does not exist. And our last question, what instrument did Jimmy Buffett play while in the band during elementary and middle school? A, guitar, B, tuba, C, trombone, D, flute. Jimmy Buffett played the trombone in his school band as one of his first instruments. He picked up the guitar while attending Auburn University, and the rest, as they say, is Margaritaville history. Thanks for listening. Fins up, and we hope you enjoy today's show.